Thank you, Your Eminence. My question centers around the issue of spiritual authority that grows out of rootedness in the life of the Holy Spirit. Namely, we read in the, and we hear constantly in the hymns of the church, the parisia, the freedom of speech, the boldness, like in the day of Pentecost when the apostles preached. In other words, that grace of the Spirit that gives the apostles and the saints that proclaimed and the spiritual fathers of the church and mothers their boldness to address those who came to them. I think we priests want to find ourselves in that, but I'll speak and maybe confess my own weakness here. I would like to believe that I'm saying something meaningful to someone, but I can't always be sure because I'm so much aware of my own ego and my own foibles, my own personality, if you will. Could you address that issue? Is God sneaky? Does God work around us in spite of us without informing us? And is that the way we should just kind of let it be that way? How much participation do we priests actually have in something very meaningful that passes through us to others?
Well, we know that God will not act inside without our free will, without making the saint, which I don't remember the name, the first step. But we have to make a certain initiative. We have to struggle. But it's not finally our effort which will help the person, the other person. I mean, yani, when someone is working, is helping and communicating something with teaching or serving someone in need, this is what humanly we can make it. But finally, the person is, if the person is not fully filled with the power of God, with the grace of God, it's not the material thing which are making, which help the others, because the Saint Paul says, and the Gospel says, that what saves others is God, is the grace of God. It's not the human effort, but we are obliged. God will not oblige us if we don't want to make this effort. This is somehow the scenario.
Sometimes I have, in the past, people come to me for counsel. Maybe it's a marital problem, or maybe it's they're just disappointed in events that have happened in their life, and they're looking, you know, like their faith is in trouble, or something like this. And so I have the view that, okay, we have to solve this problem. We're going to solve this problem. We're going to uncover all of the elements, fix step one, step two. Okay, come back, let's work on it again. Come back, let's work on it again. And over the years, in many, many cases, I personally am disappointed at the lack of results I see because people maybe choose, oh, no, I don't like the way you said it, or I don't like you, or I don't like the way you're coming across, or I don't know if I believe in the teaching of the church, and then I feel somewhat disappointed. As the years have gone by, I find myself leaning more and more upon interior prayer and listening within my heart and listening. Who is speaking to me? What is the voice I'm hearing? Is this really the person? Is this some momentary confusion? Is it demonic? Is it just ignorance? And I'm finding, discovering little by little, that if I'm very patient as a priest, knowing all of my weaknesses, if I'm very, very patient, I can sense the grace of God suggesting within me, an unworthy priest, a subtle direction. I want to cooperate with that because I feel that that changes somebody, and I see it happen in my not me. Mark my words, I've been disappointed many times in myself. That's why I wanted you to address, Your Eminence, this issue of the grace of God giving parousia, boldness of speech, because when I land on something that I think is truly from God, I find myself speaking with very, very firmly about it, and it usually helps. I don't always know the difference. Sometimes I'm in doubt. Was that really the proper thing to say or not? And I feel I'm susceptible to a crucifixion, you see. It's not an easy thing. That's why I wanted you to address that.
Well, finally, the work of the grace of God is a mystery. Sometimes if we really are great spiritual, we can feel it, we can understand it, but other cases we cannot understand. We are not. It's not necessary to understand how God works in us. We have to do our duty, and afterwards, it's the duty of God.
Your Eminence, Father Silas, this question is really, I think, pertains to me and me only. Earlier we heard Father Hanna talk about his frustration with those who may have come from a different part of the world where there was not a lot of instruction and teaching, and as a result, they may not know the fullness of the Orthodox faith, only what they've seen in practice in one place or another. You sometimes have converts who have a great deal of zeal, but they're still stuck in an American mentality of, I will do it my way, and therefore maybe there's a lack of willingness to obey the church. And sometimes when you have tried to fatherly and patiently teach your spiritual children to help them understand the fullness of the church, not as a dictator, but as a father, but you realize they don't want to hear about fasting because in any part of it, not just with the stomach, but even with the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the hands, the feet, whatever. They didn't learn it here or there, or they want it their own way. Or they don't want to come to confession, maybe just to put the stole over them and give them absolution, but no exchange, no talking, no honesty. There's a part of me that wants to say, I quit. I give up. Do what you want to do. My question for me is, when I and that person stand before God, which one of us will God be most upset with, disappointed in? Me as a priest who quits trying and quits teaching, or the person who in rebellion refused to listen to the teaching? Which one of us, me or the person I gave up on, or I failed to teach, will be most disappointing to God?
You see, firstly, we have to give to others the good example. All this counsel, if he doesn't see that we are living these counseling, he will not trust us. As I said, we make our duty with faith, with love. The other person, he will have a response or he will not have it. But something will remain in his head, in his mind, even in his heart. And we put it in the hands of God. Yani our conscience will be tranquil, will be quiet. Now in the judgment, we don't know what will be the judgment of God. We cannot have an answer from now. It is with the wisdom of the divine wisdom he can judge us. But yani if I think, if someone have this, if he is truly have this love, that he make this advice with all his heart for the other, he will have this conscience tranquil. Yani he made his duty. That's why our spiritual fathers were saying to us that we have to make our duty, and afterwards to let the other part with the hands of God.
Father Michael, your grace. I would like you, if you would please, to say a little bit more about the heart of the priest. And you said, out of the heart comes the good words. And I assume that would include good actions, good everything, right? But my experience, what I find is that I often feel like I'm pretending. That is, I think, what is the right thing? What is the loving thing to do? Okay, I will do that. I don't know what come from my heart is. I just know that I want to do the right thing. I want to love the people. I want to be kind or be patient. And so I just think, okay, what's the patient thing to do? And I just do it, but it feels like I'm pretending. So I don't know. So that's why I would like you to talk about that maybe a little more.
Yes, you know this sentence from the Old Testament. Ya bunayya a'tini qalbak. My son, give me your heart. My dear son, give me your heart. And the heart in the Semitic conception is the whole person, whole life of the person. It means that we are consecrated, as Sayyidina Joseph was speaking about sanctification, who is the saint? What is sanctification? It means that we are consecrated in the Semitic also word, Quddus. Quddus, it means that it is taken, mafruz. It is chosen specially to God. it's offered especially to, if that is our heart, if we are really consecrated our life to God, this is what God wants from us. And this is the meaning, the real meaning of baptism, because in the baptism the priest is cutting the hair, one of the from the head of the child. It's the symbol of consecration. In the I think in the Russian tradition, in the baptism, the woman who taken
the
godmother, she puts the child down on before the holy
doors,
and afterwards the priest, after the baptism, he take it and he offered it back to the physical mother. You see, he is consecrated, is given to God. Is not no more for himself. Is living for God and for others through Christ, through this new faith he has. So the question for us, for everyone, are we living for Christ when we become, especially when we become priests, are we working in the name of Christ? Are we serving not for us, but for the sake of Christ?
Before we dismiss for Paraclesis, I, Father Patrick, Father Silas, the way I understood both questions, you know, like your both questions are similar to each other about disappointment, whether we are giving the right answer or the right, you know, like the right decision, making the right decision for some, you know, problem or matter within the family or within the person. So here you mentioned like disappointment. You know, the priest doesn't have to have any disappointment in his life. You know, because our gain is the kingdom of God. That is our gain. Now, what comes from human sometimes, and what comes from our, even from ourselves, like sometimes, you know, I mean well, but I don't do it the right way. So, but God knows my intention and my heart. As Sayyidina, you know, like was telling us about the heart and the heart and the heart. The heart is the whole person. So, therefore, in a practical way, like when you have a problem, a crisis, a pastoral matter in your ministry, before you give any quick answer to that situation, if that situation can wait a little bit, can wait like a short time. So when you can discern whether that situation can wait or not, immediately, you know, like do your prayer at that time. So God, every resolution and every result and every answer and every decision has to come from God. We are, you know, like servants of God. So that's why the answer for anything in our ministry has to come from God. Now, this is number one. Number two, you know, look how many brothers we have around us. Pick up the phone and ask one of the brethren. You know, I said to Sayyidina, introducing him or preparing him what to expect in this seminar. So I said to him that we have many talents among the clergy. He asked me who is helping me in my ministry. I said, I use every priest according to his talent. And this is the truth. This is the truth. I can do everything by myself. Sometimes I cannot write like one paragraph for myself. And I need to address this or eulogy or something. So my mind is preoccupied with million of things. So I ask one of you to write for me something. So therefore, we are here, you know, like a combination of many talents. So pick up the phone when you have a pastoral and talk to your brother, one of your brothers, the one who can help in this regard in particular. Some people are, you know, some of us are good in, let's say, marriage counsel. I don't know, you know, like every day I receive many marriage, you know, like problem, marital problem. So I call Father Timothy, for example, because he has a good experience in this. I call Father XYZ and I ask. So therefore, we have two things, prayer and the talent we have among the clergy. So I think we can give, after that, we can give a good resolution, a good answer, a good result to that matter. So don't get disappointed. Don't. This is from the evil one. This is from the evil one. This is human. Disappointment, you know, after disappointment, it will crash us, you know, like at a certain level, at a certain time. So therefore, we need to be strong at all times. We need to be, you know, the grace of God, the Holy Spirit in within us, the grace of our ordination has to keep us strong at all times and vigilant and not to be crushed and not to be disappointed. Look what happened in one of the parishes. And the brother is here. Some lady, young lady, had a child out of wedlock. We are ready to forgive her. That priest was crying with her, or for her. He called me. He told me, he explained to me on the phone how to deal with this situation. So I said, do everything you can, but not to let her abort the baby. And he was ready for that. And I told him, be merciful, be forgiving, be loving, be this and this and this. You know, I said. And I said more. I said, if that lady is insisting to abort the baby, tell her that I take the baby myself. And he finished the conversation on the phone. He called me again that she, after we told her what we told her about that situation, she didn't listen to him anymore. She went and did it her way. So now, at this moment, you know, the priest, as Sayyidina said, do everything you can, and if someone, you know, won't listen, don't get disappointed. Because you did everything you could. So there are choices. People are impatient. People are, you know, like they want everything from you at the moment. So you are not a machine. You are not like you don't have like prepared, you know, like decisions. And you choose and you pick one of what you have. No. It needs prayer, it needs tears sometimes, it needs, you know, like repentance in order to heal some situation. So, and I said to Sayyidina today that one day I said to you in a seminar like this, I said we have two creeds, two laws, if you like. We have the creed, the symbol of faith, I believe in one God, and we have the canon for the pastors, for the priests, that the canon is from how to live our priesthood according to the teaching of St. John Kronstadt. You remember that? So we don't have to be crushed. We don't have to be afraid of to say the truth, but we have to say it in order in some nice way. Before we break for paraclesis, today we have a dear brother. He is with us for the first time. So that's why I ask him to come and sit at the head table. The first. Can you, Father Michel, can you stand up, please? So Father, the Right Reverend Father Michel Bogos, he is the priest of St. Joseph the Damascene in Vancouver, BC, in Canada. So you didn't have the chance to know him before this moment because his papers didn't allow him to leave Canada for the past 7 years. But for the past 7 years, nonstop, daily and not day and night, he never stopped serving God and serving the people of God in godliness and in humility and in love and in sacrifice also. So the Right Reverend Archimandrite Father Michel Bogos, he is one of my friends from Belamand. He graduated from Belamand and he went to Greece like the time we were there, and he is with a degree in the Old Testament and in Hebrew and other languages. So he taught in Belamand the Old Testament, Introduction to the Old Testament, and others. He spent some time in Paris. He spent some time in also a few years in Argentina, in Guatemala. And whatever he served, you know, this man, I don't want like to embarrass him, but you would love this man because of his humility and because of his kindness and good attitude. So meet this man, greet him, talk to him, and try to build a good friendship with him, because, you know, like as he is with us for the first time, maybe he is shy a little bit, but you invade, you know, like his privacy and talk to him and embrace him as a dear brother. So welcome, Father Michel, and good to have you here after all those years. So thank God now nothing stops you from being with us anymore. You know, in the chapel, of course, I'm not accusing any, but let it be as a moment of prayer, okay? So I'm not asking you to do, you know, like music, just the music, or I'm not asking you to do just readings. So I need you to enjoy the prayer, the life of prayer. So this paraclesis is dedicated today for all of us, for our repentance, for our families, for the healing of our clergy and the healing of many situations, political, pastoral, psychological, and economic, and any kind of you know, like thing needs healing. So this paraclesis to the Mother of God for any kind of healing and for healing of any kind of crisis. So let us do it with prayer, in prayer. Thank you.